The Renaissance Festival Podcast, Episode 6, July 30 through 31st, 2005, featuring music from Jesse Linder, Cantiga, The Limey Birds, Tartanic, and Pandora Celtica.
I once took a job as a coachman. Me money was paid in advance. I then took a trip down to London. From there I crossed over to France. There I met a charming young lady who addressed me and said with a smile, "Young man, I'm in need of a coachman to drive me in the old-fashioned style." Oh, she was such a charming young lady, and a lady of highest renown. And I, being a dashing young coachman, I drove her 10 times round the town. She then took me down in the cellar and filled me with whiskey so quick. I hadn't been there many moments when she asked for a look at me whip. She held it, she viewed it a moment, and then laid it down with a smile. "Young man, by the look and the length of your slash, you could drive the best part of 10 miles. Oh, she was such a charming young lady, and a lady of highest renown. And I, being a dashing young coachman, I drove her 10 times round the town. She bid me get up to the chase box, so I climbed right up to the seat. 3 swishes I gave with me cracker and drove her straight down the high street. I handled my whip with good judgment until I was up to her ways. But the very first turn that I gave on the wheel, I broke the mainspring on her chase. Oh, she was such a charming young lady, and a lady of highest renown. And I, being a dashing young coachman, I drove her 10 times round the town. When my mistress grew tired or grew weary, she'd call me to stop for a rest. Then she'd shout for her serving maid Sally, the girl that I love second best. "Now Sally, we've got a good coachman. He understands driving in style. While the spring on me chase is repairing, I'll let him drive you for a while." Oh, she was such a charming young lady, and a lady of highest renown. And I, being a dashing young coachman, I drove her 10 times round the town. Oh, she was such a charming young lady, and a lady of highest renown. And I, being a dashing young coachman, I drove her 10 times, was it 15 or 20? I drove her 10 times around the town.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I'm Mark Gunn.
And I'm Kristen Roger. And that was Jesse Linder with the Coachman's Whip from Easy and Free. He's playing at the Bristol Renaissance Fair.
The next song up is from Cantiga. It's called The Magic Butterfly. Cantiga is playing this weekend at the Stirling Renaissance Festival. Let's hear him.
Thank you. Dedicated to our sound booth man.
Yay, sound booth man.
This is dedicated to pirates.
Yay, pirates.
Yay, pirates.
And this is dedicated to anyone who's ever gone over to feed the horses.
Ready? Yay, horses.
Yay, horses.
Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number one. Hang on, we've only just begun.
Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number two. I didn't know you could do it in a canoe, you clever Canadian.
Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number three. We got kicked out of Tennessee. Yeah, but who hasn't really?
Yeah. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number four. He taught me the meaning of hardcore.
Ooh. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number five. I got to try out my swan dive.
Your what?
Well, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Ooh, exciting.
Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number six, and I taught him a few new tricks. That wasn't easy, let me tell ya.
Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number seven, and I think he said his name was Kevin. Oh, sorry, Gavin. What, Ed? Your name is Ed?
Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number eight. It started out as a simple date.
Yeah, and then she showed up a week later and said she'd been in Cancun.
Yeah, I had a really sore ass.
Sunburn.
Painful sunburn.
Yes.
I should take more protection next time.
Yes, SPF 50.
Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number nine, and we got drunk on cheap red wine.
Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number ten. He got me to do it again and 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 again.
Let him go. Bring it back.
Sorry.
Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
Well, this is number 11.
Oh, Faith.
What? You can't pick him.
Why not?
He was number 10.
Yeah, but if he was that good, I want a piece too.
Oh, I'm going to get her.
Faith.
Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again. Roll me over in the clover. Roll me over, lay me down and do it again.
I think that's you.
Yeah, Schwing to know when we're back on.
I'm sorry, we're rolling.
Okay.
We're rolling.
So. Alrighty. Well, welcome back. And I have to admit, I'd never thought about the term feeding the horses as an innuendo, but I guess that works. Thank you to the Limey Birds performing Rolling Me Over in the Clover from Tweet. They're at the... I'm going to butcher this, I'm sorry. Abingdon Renaissance Festival.
I think you did better than I did last week, so I don't know.
Well, that doesn't take much, does it, dearie?
Hey. That's not very nice. All right.
It's also true, I'm sorry.
Okay, right. Keep an eye open for this weekend for the second edition of the Pirates Podcast. From Michael McDane Harris at RenRadio.com. Next up is Tartanic. Tartanic is playing this weekend the Silverleaf Renaissance Fair, and this is from their CD, Unthinkable.
sails be torn and tattered, and the mast be turned about. Let the night wind chill me to my very soul. Though the spray might sting my eyes, and the stars no light provide, give me just another morning light to hold. For I will not lie me down, this rain, I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. Though the only water left is but salt to wound my thirst, I will drink the rain that falls so steady down. Though night's blindness be my gift, and heavy thieves upon my drift, I will thank the fort that shelters me along. For I will not lie me down, this rain or raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. Though my mates be drained and weary, and believe our hopes are lost, there's no need for their bones on that blackened bottom. Though death waits just off the bow, we will answer to him now. He shall stand to greet the morning light without us. For I will not lie me down, this rain or raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. For I will not lie me down, it's rain. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. Until I reach another shore.
That was Pandora Celtica playing Sailor's Prayer. This is the last weekend of the Colorado Renaissance Festival, where they're performing. I think they're doing the pub sing out there. And that was recorded live at the Opus Fantasy Arts Festival, which takes place in Denver, Colorado in May.
And at John Stillmank's request, we are embedding the show notes into the MP3s. So when you download them, you can find out all about the bands by looking in your show notes or by visiting our website. By the way, have you added a link to the podcast from your webpage? This site relies on your support. If you like to hear Renaissance Festival music, if you enjoy our show, then please help promote the website.
If you want to contribute, interviews, sound bites, music, email me at mark@thebards.net with Renfest Podcast in the subject line. We'd like to have your involvement in the podcast, so please drop us a line and let us know what you think of it. And now for something completely different. I thought this might be a nice name for a new segment that we could do. Basically, the idea is playing stuff that's, well, a little bit different from Renaissance Festival artists.
That was clever, Mark.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Last night, Kristen and I went to the Spider House Coffee House here in Austin. We were supporting a friend, and there's a really cool movement that's going on. Every Tuesday night at the Spider House, they show Firefly. If you haven't seen that TV show, it was canceled. It's now on Sci-Fi Channel on Friday nights, I believe.
Yes.
But it's a fantastic show. My friend Cedric of the Bedlam Bards was there playing his latest filk called The Ballad of Joss. It's a rockin' cool little ditty that you can download for free from our show notes, actually. So if you want to support the Bedlam Bards and find out a little bit more about them, you can visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com. You can't stop the signal, as they say, with Firefly, because the movie Serenity is coming out in September. This here is our last track, and it's Cedric and the Pine Valley Players performing the Ballad of Joss. What? Is there something up?
Yes, I'd just like to add that if anyone out there enjoys this particular track, they can I don't know if Cedric's selling the single on the website.
I don't know if they're selling it, but right, he is giving away for free the MP3, and
right.
That's what you can get from our show notes.
And you could also buy the Bedlam Bards CDs, yes, and maybe help get the Bards to Dragon Con, and yeah. Have Cedric, so just Cedric can play this for Joss Whedon, the creator of Firefly, also Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Angel.
So, here he is, Cedric the Bedlam Bards, of the Bedlam Bards, playing the Ballad of Joss.
Joss, the man they called Joss. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them a four. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now Joss saw the viewer's heart breaking. He heard the brown coats lament. He saw Fox management taken his show in a way that made no sense. He said, you can't do that to my program. Can't grind it under your heel. So he took all his cast and, well, now at last they've landed a big damn movie deal. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Firefly from other shows you're likely to see. It's meaningful and witty, and the setting's really gritty, and the theme song's about serenity. It's a little like a western, yeah! It's a little like X-Files. It's better than Trek, and it's funnier than Shrek, and it beats out Andromeda by miles. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Dongma. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Whedon from writers who slave in the core. The man they call Joss, well, he said to Fox, I'm going where no show has gone before. He told us about Reavers. He told us about Sin. He took us to the black, and we ain't coming back till all those crazy brown coats rise again. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call John.